I am half of Harry's horse.
I am a hairy horse.
I am a hairy, flea-ridden horsebag.
I am a hairy, flea-ridden horse fucker.
Fucking horses on a Tuesday.
Fucking what?
Fucking horses. Oh, shit.
Part wolf, part scientist, part tambourine extraordinaire, and the daughter of wealthy turnip farmers, Petunia Collins was born into money. Literally, she was born in a bank.
One day, curiosity got the better of Petunia, and using a moon as her guide and a load of her parents' turnip money, she turned her back on her family's root vegetable empire to discover the oddities of the world.
Passing through haunted barbers, equestrian vape lounges, and horny Japanese bees, Petunia discovered things that would blow a tiny little human minds.
While some discoveries were too horrible to mention, others include the invention of spicy crisps.
Yum.
An ape with three nipples.
What?
Almost.
Yum again.
Anal paracetamol.
Unconventional.
Snakes with human feet. And human shoes.
Wow.
And kissing.
Nice. Because of this, Petunia became known as Peru's number one spice expert. And from here, she was dubbed
Dr. Coriander.
In her late years, whilst her fame died down, she became a collector of broadcast recordings.
Dr. Coriander is now dead.
Dead.
But this is her audio legacy, an archive of world culture that's been broadcast worldwide for years. This is Rabbits from Space presents the Dr. Coriander Archives.
Now officially the world's longest running archive show. Thank you.
I don't know what I'd love more, my guitar, my five girlfriends. I think it's the guitar.
Ah, what's that for cricket? Take that, Scotland!
Mum, yous never guess what I got from Curtis Shop.
Oh, let me guess, another bag of spam?
Not today, Mum, look at this.
What on earth is it?
It's gin pineapple.
You're telling me you can get pineapple in a tin?
Yes, Mum.
Fanny! No!
Just a group of lads in high heels, really. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, lasses have been doing it for years. We're just like, we're taking influence from the ladies.
Ladies, give us a chance, yeah?
I mean, like, my eyeliner goes sky high on a Saturday night.
Right. My heels are higher than the clouds, mate.
And then Tuesday, we're back eating our sandwiches.
Aye.
Well, one more win for the middle classes. There's another win for the working classes.
Well, you might have sexy hair, but you ain't half mean.
Yeah, shut up and kiss me, Doris.
Hello, Mr. Bumbly Crumbly. What an awfully brilliant suit.
Would you like to see what's in my box?
So, there you go, you heard it. Your first attempt at guessing the year. So we are the Rabbits from Space presents Dr. Coriander's Archives. So
bumped.
So Dr. Coriander, the philanthropist. I can't say that one.
Philampist.
The philampist. She probably did pissed up lamps as well because that's who she was. She was a turnip lover turned explorer. And what else did she do, Rob?
She had loads of turnip money.
She did. She had so much turnip money that no one ever talks about.
I heard. Sorry, I talked over you. I'm really fucking excited.
Dr.
I love
coriander, let alone the doctor.
It's literally, I'm not weird, it's literally hanging out your mouth right now.
Like, what's the word? Eponymous? Is that when somebody's named after something?
I mean, I know what a hippopotamus is. I don't know what eponymous means.
But... Well, I heard Dr. Coriander actually discovered the hippopotamus while I was doing... go on.
No, I heard that. Something about Batflick, but yeah, go on.
No, I was going to say, whilst doing a tour of Sheffield.
Wow. I mean, I heard she was doing a tour of Sheffield, doing backflips. And then discovered the hippopotamus.
She also invented the backflip.
Yes,
as well.
She's bloody brilliant.
Bloody brilliant.
We are actually lucky enough to get our hands on her archives. So, as we've already said, you've heard the clips from the year. And Rob, just before we go into that, explain the premise of the show.
Oh, God, there's such a premise. So, basically, right, you're drinking your hot water.
Yeah, I am drinking hot water. I'm drinking a lot of hot water. It's delicious, actually. So thank you. Yes, I love it.
So what we do, right, every episode or whatever you like to call these things in this universe, yeah, we visit a different year from the archive.
Yeah, so Dr. Coriander's archive, she collected everything.
She's watching.
So she collected everything. So she collected bee knitting.
Tiny mice.
But like really tiny mice.
That's so small you can't even see their eyes.
So chances are she probably made them devil, like when dodos, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You think she ate them?
No, well, I don't know. And well, we'll get into that at a different time. But she also collected sounds, and she collected things, vision things, and she collected smells, and she just collected everything. So we have got our hands on her archive, and every single episode or show or whatever you want to call it, we are going to be, you know, doing little clips of that. And it's just amazing we've got hold of this.
I know. I am very excited.
Rob is literally bouncing a space hopper right now. Oh, that's not a clue.
Literally upside down.
With excitement. I just tripled.
What's your favourite emotion?
I
like fear.
Yeah, that's it.
I love it.
I like anguish.
I like anguish. I like penguish.
I like my favourite sandwich is Spanglish.
Oh, yeah. Like, give me a little bit of tapas, a little bit of...
Un poquito tapas.
Mashed potato. I don't like mashed potato too much in a sandwich, because it's like, you know...
I like my mashed potato deconstructed.
You can't have a mashed potato sandwich in sourdough bread.
You can't have a mashed potato in space, because no one will hear it being
slurped. No, here you go. We're not going to ask why you can't have it in sourdough. It's quite specific. And I thought you were going to ask. But you didn't.
Why can't you have it in sourdough?
Because
why can't you have it in sourdough?
Sourdough. You can't have it in sourdough.
Because
it's got those little holes in it. So the mashed potato will squeeze through the holes.
But isn't that just how you make spaghetti?
Yes.
So, anyway, you've heard the clips from today's sound thing. In fact, we'll play them again in a bit for you.
Yeah, we will.
Get your little guessing caps on.
You have to guess the year. We know. We've got it written on a chalkboard on the floor.
Underneath the floorboard.
Underneath the floorboards. It's like a film from the 40s.
Wow. It's like Winston Churchill made a film.
It's like Winston Churchill made a sandwich.
It's like he made it, but not with sourdough, because sourdough wasn't invented until
1919.
And he was born in
1920.
So there you go.
Can you tell me what Churchill would sound like presenting a sandwich to somebody without sounding like you hate the British?
Who's he presenting it to?
Fanny. Ray Thompst.
Fanny Ray Thompst, the famous poet cum architect.
The famous poet cum architect cum ambassador for Skechers.
The shoes.
The shoes.
Oh, Fanny.
Yes, Winston.
I've got something for you.
Go away.
You're going to bloody like it. You're going to bloody like it, okay? It might smell of cigarettes. It might smell of cigars. Bloody hell, you'll like it.
It might smell of sick.
Wait, I've just forgotten what was in the sandwich.
We're not really discussed it. We should have really planned. Anyway.
Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese. Cottage pie.
Mushed potato.
Mushed potato. Mushy potato. Mashy peas.
Mushy potato.
Mushy people living in a paper mache house.
Eating all the little paper mache has for a mouse.
And this takes us back to the inventor of the mouse.
The inventor of the mouse, who was known as...
Dr. Coriander!
The mouse inventor! Enthusiast. Greasy ass.
I said enthusiast. Give me some of that water.
It's very hot! Very hot! You've got spittle all over my new pajamas.
Well, call me Dr. Spittle.
What's your real benefit of ER?
Call me Dr. Spittle.
Teaching Dr. Spittle. Dr. Spittle.
I'm not listening. I'm having my lunch break.
I've put it inside my ears, so you can't hear me.
I've put your pepper grinder inside my anus. And you can't have any pepper.
Now I want to go to the X-ray. Let me go to the X-ray.
It's my turn. I want to be on Channel 4.
With all the cool people. Maybe put me on the BBC.
With all the cool people. When the programs about aeroplanes going in the sky.
Everyone's watching the aeroplane. No one watches a program about the doctor with the pecker pepper grabbing up his asshole.
I want to watch Turkish Spider-Man.
My mama won't let me.
All I got was English Spider-Man. Turkish Spider-Man's well better.
What would English Spider-Man sound like?
Oh, I love I've come to web sling a safe day.
I've got my web slingies in your fingers.
Oh, dirty.
What about like a period drama?
Well, Spider-Man. Oh, like British. Because they're mostly British, aren't they?
Set in like 1730.
Well, I think that's your territory. You love period dramas.
Who do I play?
Spider-Man.
But am I playing him as Spider-Man or as Peter Paul Johnson or whatever his name is?
You're playing him as Spider-Man, but he's, you know, like in Mrs. Doubtfire, where he forgets to change costume.
Oh, when, dear.
Whilst going back to the Hillard's table.
So he's gone to the... He's like... Excuse me, madam, may I take this tablet?
Peter, why are you dressed like an idiot?
What? Oh, goodness me. I've got my Slingy Wingle costume on.
Oh, Peter, you're such an embarrassment to your father's estate.
No, I've just been riding horsels.
Horsels? That's so lame. I ruined that.
No, I don't.
But make it modern.
I don't think I came up with the...
goods.
Yeah, I should have questioned that. But what on earth will Bobbles is lame?
What on earth will Bobbles is lame? I'll tell you what's lame. Horse. Yes, the horse is lame. We didn't put it down.
No, we don't do
it. We'll put it down verbally.
We'll put it down to have a little rest and rest its little head.
Yes, we took it to Scotland on holiday and it had a jolly good time and it never came. It never came.
Like came the sun.
Oh, I took my horse to Scotland, if you know what I mean.
Why do you go to Glasgow? So we go to Scotland, if you know what I mean.
You know what I mean? It's like a Victorian crime. So this is Dr. Coriander's archive. So every episode is a different year. Different year. Isn't it?
Yeah. So you've already had... What years have we had already?
Well, we've gone through... Like, we did 1902. That's gone. You missed that.
1902's gone. 3002 has gone.
Yep. And also 1604. And that's all we've done so far.
That's all we've done.
So
you're lucky to join us.
So you're lucky to join us here. You heard those clips. We're going to give you 5 seconds now to guess what year you think the clips... We're going to play one more time, aren't we? One more time.
We are going to play them one more time.
Okay. We're going to play those clips, but... You've got time to think, yeah?
Yeah.
Think for once in your lives.
Just seriously. No, seriously.
No.
Think about it.
I'm really upset, actually.
No. Don't just take this time to think about what year you think it might be.
Yeah, about what you want.
But, you know, seriously, take a step back. Look outside. Look at the person opposite you.
Take off that fucking cardigan.
Yeah, take it off. Take Jesus. It off. I'm sorry, it doesn't even... Look, I'm not being rude, but cardigans haven't been in for a long time.
The
last... And you are wearing one.
Yeah, the last time I wore a cardigan, yeah... Do you know where it was?
Where?
World War One, yeah.
It was World War One.
Ages ago.
It was ages ago, yeah.
That was like...
And even then it was like, okay, you're wearing a cardigan.
It's like older than a granddad, isn't it?
Yeah, so... So
think about... Okay.
And then think about what you think the year might be.
Okay, I've got an idea. Mm. Let's give the listeners, of which there are many, 10 seconds to think and shout their answer, okay, from now, right?
Yeah, but we're going to play the clip again first.
Okay, we'll play the clips. We're going to pause it now, yeah? In real time, we're going to play the clips.
Yeah. I don't know what I love more, my my guitar or my five girlfriends. I think it's the guitar.
Ah, what's that for cricket? Take that, Scotland!
Mam, yous never guessed what I got from Curtis Yap.
Oh, let me guess, another bag of spam?
Not today, Mam, look at this.
What on earth is it?
It's gin pineapple.
You're telling me you can get pineapple in a tin?
Yes, ma'am.
Fanny! No!
Just a group of lads in high heels, really. What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, lasses have been doing it for years. We're just like, we're taking influence from the ladies.
Ladies, give us a chance, yeah?
I mean, like, I wear, you know, my eyeliner goes sky high on a Saturday night.
Right. My heels are higher than the clouds, mate.
Then Tuesday, we're back eating our sandwiches.
Aye.
Well, one more win for the middle classes. There's another win for the working classes.
Well, you might have sexy hair, but you ain't half mean.
Yeah, shut up and kiss me, Doris.
Hello, Mr. Bumbly Crumbly. What an awfully brilliant suit.
Would you like to see what's in my box?
All right. So, you've listened to the clips again. Let's give you 10 seconds to think about what you think it might be. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready to count.
I was already counting.
Let's do it now.
3 seconds?
Oh, shit. Okay, you've got 6 more seconds.
Okay, start again.
10. We're still here. Just keep counting.
I've lost count now. I said it was 10 seconds.
I thought it was 10. Okay, so the year...
Is
the year of this episode is...
1972!
A vintage year for pop culture.
You know, just remind me of some things that happened in that year.
Well, by the clips, it was that famous England cricket thing.
Yeah, we had glam rock.
We had glam rock. We had smoking.
Oh my gosh, do you miss smoking?
I miss smoking inside Sainsbury's.
You always used to smoke next to the salad.
I used to go to the salad and smoke and be like, no, I'll teach the fucking vegetarians. Do you remember?
I do remember. And you used to put your cigarettes out on the lettuce.
Yeah, do you remember that time you coughed up a slug in Asda?
Oh, that was a different... That's got nothing to do with...
Yeah, that was 1973.
Yeah, we talked about that.
But we played you a lot of clips from 1972.
We did. And there's some other headlines that year. What got banned that year, do you remember?
Ivory Bumble the Badgers.
Well, anyway, it was Shoes. Shoes got banned that year.
They banned Shoes. They banned Laughing in the Midlands.
And then they brought back Extra Double Laughing in Scotland.
In Scotland. It was a good year for Scotland, bad year for the Midlands.
But whenever Scottish people had to laugh, they had to laugh twice.
They had to laugh twice.
Like
a cartoon woodpecker.
And what was the famous cartoon bear they brought out that year?
Shinsy!
Shinsy the shin. Cartoon bear.
Shinsy the shit bear. Oh, what did he eat? What was do you remember Shinsy? We've been alive for a long time. Yeah. What was Shinsy's favourite snack?
Olives.
Do you remember the theme tune? Shinsy the bear.
It's olives over there.
He sits underneath the old oak tree.
Looking at pictures of Ivy.
Hello, would you like to see what's in my box? That was a clip we played.
Oh, that was Shinsy.
Yeah, Shinsy, but the Shinsy's companion, they called him whatever he was called in the clip. I can't remember. Crumbly Wumbleton. That was a good. That was a good year, wasn't it? So we're really happy to delve back into that year and play you some of the wonderful, wonderful things they captured in the 1972 edition.
So let's stop talking, and you should listen to Dr. Coriander's
archive
of
wonders.
Socks.
Taking you back to 1972 with the Dr. Coriander archives.
One, two, three, four.
Walking round London like a lizard in the sky. I'm your flower woman and you're my flower guy. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We're gonna be marigold people forever. Living in a toadstool castle together. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Rosebush,
petunia,
primrose,
honeysuckle,
pansies,
strawberries,
gooseberries,
blackcurrant. We're gonna be marigold people forever, living in a toadstool castle together. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. We're gonna be marigold people forever, living in a toadstool castle together. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, that was really good. Well done.
Well done to
well
you.
Well done, aren't we great?
Absolutely excellent. You're listening to the Dr. Coriander Show. It's obviously the 5th of October, 1972, and I am your ever-faithful host, Randy October. We have in the audience the singer of that wonderful, wonderful track. We have... Want to introduce yourself?
Do you want to introduce yourself?
I just did. I'm Randy October.
Randy.
Yes. Okay. I'll say it for you. That was a Cosmic Pat. Cosmic Pat and his Darvish.
Yeah.
And you are obviously Cosmic Pat.
I'm Cosmic Patricia.
Cosmic Patricia? What a name. Cosmic Patricia.
What's in a name?
Beg your pardon?
What's in a name? Space dust, a little bit of flour, and a little bit of strawberry sauce.
Sounds delish. Cosmic Pat, what's that song about? You list flowers at some point in the song, don't you?
It's essentially, Randy, it's about us coming together, me and Pat. We join together.
Wait, aren't you Cosmic Pat?
Yeah, it's me and Pat.
There's two Pats?
There's Pat and then there's Pat.
Right.
So you've got your outer Pat and your inner Pat.
And do I have an outer Pat and an inner Pat?
You've got an outer Randy. And an inner Randy.
Is my Randy showing? Which Randy is showing now?
Oh, you're cheeky Randy.
Cosmic
Pat. Your Randy is showing, yes.
Cosmic Pat, do you plan...
It's actually quite off-putting.
What? I'm sorry. I can't put the Randy away if I don't know which Randy is showing.
You just need to zip up your fly.
Oh. Do you plan to go on tour this year, Cosmic Pat and the Starfish?
Are you addressing my inner Pat or outer Pat?
I'm addressing whichever Pat sat in front of me.
That's middle Pat.
Middle Pat?
Yes.
Yes?
Do you plan to go on tour at all in the year with Cosmic Pat and the Starfish? Are you bringing the whole Starfish band with you?
I won't be going. I've got things to do.
Middle Pat is not allowed out?
I'm allowed, I just don't want to go. I'm busy.
What do you do as a living, Middle Pat?
I work in construction.
I think that's it.
Oh, no, I'm still here.
Oh, okay, they're still here.
I plan to go on tour this year with Pat.
Who are you touring?
Where? The drummer.
Where, how many Pats are in your band? How many? And are they all just as cosmic as each other?
Well, Randy, yes.
Cosmic Pat.
Five Pats. Inner Pat, middle Pat, outer Pat, drummer Pat, pit pity Pat, Pat, and Patty Pat, the dog.
Cosmic Pat and the starfish, everybody.
The garden's writing in the sky.
Oh, God's
sake.
Writing
down what I had in pie.
Is it?
Last night I had mushroom in my pie. Randy, yep.
Me?
Me and Randy sitting in a chair.
It's a nice Danish chair.
It's a Danish chair. Danish teak chair.
I'll tell you what, Pat.
Pat?
You've unlocked my inner Randy.
Yes, and your outer Randy is still showing.
Cosmic Pat and the starfish, everybody.
Pat.
More from the year 1972.
Morning, Mrs. Fanny.
Morning, Prime Minister.
Call me Mr. Notkins.
Oh, sorry, Prime Mr. Notkins.
Good girl.
I was saying, Mr. Notkins.
Yes.
Just an awfully big sausage for the morning.
Mrs. Fanny. Oh, you mean this, my breakfast sausage. It is true that before a long, hard day running the country, I do like a breakfast bratwurst.
Yeah, I know what you mean. There's nothing quite like sticking something long and hot in your mouth in the morning.
Mrs. Fanny! But I do say, Mrs. Fanny, what's that in your desk? It looks awfully delicious.
Oh, you mean my big hot buns?
Mrs. Fanny! That said, Mrs. Fanny, I would like to taste your long hot buns later.
Yeah, would you be able to give me a hand with them, please, Mr. Notkins? They're so hot and wet right now.
Mrs. Fanny!
Transporting ye back to the current present day on Dr. Coriander's archive.
Well, how did you find that then? Was that a journey?
It was a journey. It reminded me of that year when you did all that stuff with the soap.
That's what I call, you know, in my mind's mind, a clean year.
You know, you think it'd be a clean year, but for some reason you kept on leaving your footprints everywhere.
And not like today when you have a carbon footprint.
No, it was different.
No, back then there wasn't carbon.
Carbon did not exist.
There was no carbon.
We had carbon rods.
We had carbonic rod.
But that was just a guy who worked in the corner shop.
Shouting, carbonic, this ass is iconic.
Yeah, and then he just threw yoghurt at you.
You're like, whoa, man, it's 1972, is yoghurt even a thing?
I think carbonic rod.
Carbonic rod is his brother.
Well, I know that now, but they look really similar.
Oh, well, because they both have glasses and a mustache.
Yeah, it was the same mustache.
And they both had the same sort of...
They literally shared a mustache.
Yeah. It's really long.
And they plastered it together in the middle.
Oh, it must have been so cute. I mean, they were children.
Adult children
living behind the sofa. Adult children wearing matching loafers.
I think they cancelled that show, didn't they?
Yeah, it was too scary.
It was too creepy. Do you remember? They used to sit on the sofa and stick their legs out of the bottom of the sofa and their feet stick out the freaking stunk.
And they kick the back of your shin.
Yeah, like... when you're trying to watch Coronation Street.
Taking this back right to the archive we just listened to,
yeah,
it makes me very nostalgic. I mean, we heard, yeah. What was it, Cosmic Pat and the Starfish.
Starfish.
That was the original name, wasn't it?
The Panther and Starfish. Yeah, the Pantherfish.
The Pantherfish. And what was the TV clip that we heard?
We didn't actually hear much about that, did we?
Yeah, if you want me to explain to you what it was.
I would, please.
It was from popular 1970s TV series, Sincerely Mr. Notkins.
Oh,
Yeah. Nice. Very sweet, wasn't it?
It was lovely to listen to.
Right,
we're going to have to go really soon. But before we go, as you know, we do a weekly game.
We love games in this here podcast.
I'm literally playing Stick and Hoop right now.
I'm literally cock-a-hoop.
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 Cock-a-hoop. Cock-a-hoop. Hoop-hoop. So,
okay, we've got a game, and I think Grace, I've revealed your name. You should go first.
Okay, what is the questionnaire? The questionnaire.
The questionnaire. And the game, by the way, is this a line from a
film?
A film, or is it a line from a famous band, The Cold Sharks?
That is a very famous band.
A very famous band.
Almost like Coldplay, but underwater.
Yep. That's the game we're going to play.
So is it from a film, or is it from the band The Cold Sharks?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, you ready? I'm going to say it, and you have to guess what it's from.
Yep.
Okay. It goes... Are you ready?
I was born covered in goo, but also ready.
Yeah, and red.
Red.
Okay, it goes, that's not a tooth from my heart, that's a tooth from this cupboard.
I think that's from a film, not from 1972, unfortunately. That's from the film Pillow Talk.
Oh, you know, you were so close.
Yeah.
It is from a film, so yeah. You technically win the point.
Yeah, good.
It is from 1972.
Yeah.
And it's actually from the film Pillow Hawk.
Pillow Hawk. Squawk! Pillow Hawk!
Okay, your turn now.
Okay. Okay, let me think. I've got so many lines from films and from that band in my head. I was trapped all day in a Turkish tower. They didn't give me food, but they let me shower.
Title of the day in the Turkish Tower, I think we figured that out. I think because you sung it, I'm either going to say it's from a musical, and the musical I'm thinking is Rice.
Rice the Musical, yeah.
Or, you know, I'm going to go on ahead and say it's from the band.
It's from the Cold Sharks.
Ah, nice.
So, well done. That's from their song Turkish Tower.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, that's my favourite one of their songs. It's like a 20-minute sort of story.
Okay, and...
Last one?
Last one each.
Okay.
Okay, so dancing in the moonlight, everybody's dressed like a parasite, drinking Sunday Delight.
Ooh, sounds like a slam poem, doesn't it?
totally original lyrics.
Yeah, I like how it mentions Sunday Delight. I think that's from the Cold Sharks.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And happy. Okay, last one.
You're happy because your toes are literally like spreading out and going pointing and spreading.
Woohoo! I'm pointing at the sky with my toes. Okay. Okay, I've got one.
Yeah.
Hummus on a rowing machine. Get it out. The house, you fuck.
That's definitely from a film.
Which film?
It's from a Reindeer Man.
It's from the Reindeer Man, starring Billy Bottom.
Oh, I love Billy Bottom.
Billy Bottom. Yeah, that's it. That was a really good game.
That was a game.
I think it really worked.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed the archives. We hope you enjoyed the year 1972.
What a treat. I am so ready for the next one.
And I am.
Me too. Until then, bye.
Bye.